Left-wing groups massively overrepresented in media landscape, study. By Victoria Friedman on February 18, 2020. Analysis by a media monitoring body has found that leftist groups which advocate for higher public spending appear more often in the media than right-wing groups that support less spending of taxpayers' money. The research conducted for 1 week in August and commissioned by Westminster-focused news website Guido Fox found that statist organizations, such as think tanks, campaign groups, and charities, are mentioned six times more frequently in the British media than their free market counterparts. In absolute terms, groups which advocate lower government spending receive less media attention than those which advocate greater government spending, the report, published on Tuesday, said. The study found that groups backing less public spending comprised of fewer than 1 in 10, 3, of all groups receiving media attention, while organizations backing greater public spending were around half, 18, of the total, 44. Statist groups had reportedly received around 40 times more funding than free market groups. Some of the leftist groups whose views were given airtime include Extinction Rebellion, the Socialist Fabian Society, Greenpeace, and the race equality think tank the Runnymede Trust, the latter whose first director was Marxist scholar Deepak Nandi, the father of Labour leadership candidate Lisa Nandi. While this report examines the media landscape entire, other studies have pointed to bias in the BBC specifically. In 2018, think tank Civitas found that the BBC had suppressed Eurosceptic voices on its flagship current affairs radio programme, Today, in the decade to 2015. The report had revealed that of the 4,275 guests discussing EU matters, only 132, 3.2%, backed leaving the bloc. Analysis in 2017 by news monitoring group Newswatch found that in the crucial week in which the UK triggered Article 50, the legal mechanism for leaving the EU, the Today programme was strongly biased against Brexit. The liberal progressive broadcaster has been otherwise accused of bias, with a poll published in December showed that nearly two-thirds, 64%, of Britons thought that the BBC was biased. Leading up to the general election, most Britons, 48%, responded in a poll that they did not trust BBC journalists to tell the truth, with 1 in 5 saying they did not trust the broadcaster at all. Questions of impartiality are weighing upon the debate of the BBC's future, with the government considering decriminalising non-payment of the licence fee. Factions within Number 10, led by the Prime Minister's senior adviser Dominic Cummings, want to see the licence fee scrapped. Former Minister Robert Halfin has said that the fate of the broadcaster should be handed back to the people in a referendum.